You're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. So today we'll be speaking about reverencing Christ in every human encounter by praying the face prayer and what it means to live the face lifestyle. Now, my beloved has written this prayer, and I asked you when we were talking about this, I said, hon, when exactly did you write this prayer? Like, because it seems for us like it has been around forever.
Yeah.
And so you were like, you didn't have an answer spot on. Yeah. Like, hon, I don't know.
And again, it is a personal prayer that I wrote. There are numerous prayers to the face of Jesus, the child Jesus, and so on, by saints. And so that's not this. Bless you for all the devotions you're doing. This is just something for various reasons that I wanted to write. I think it was around the year 2000 because St. John Paul II wrote a document at the turn of the new millennium, something like that was the title, at the turn of the new millennium. And he shared a lot about the theology of the face, the study of the face, the human face, the face of God. And as we go into this new millennium, how we need to reverence the face of God. He especially shared about Mary's reverencing the face. Mm-hmm. Even while Jesus was in the womb, she reverenced his presence, his face. And so that's what we're talking about here. So I guess it's about 25 years old, the prayer. And we've been praying it ever since. And it's been a great blessing to us. And so it's called the face prayer and the face lifestyle. So it's not simply a prayer. You're supposed to implement it. And I'd suggest to you, if you like the prayer, you can always just write us at jimandjoypinto.com, jimandjoypinto.com. We can send you, we might not send you an individual prayer card. We might send you something electronic so you can make as many as you want of those. But it's a way of life. It's a way to live. So we pray it each day. We seek to live this way. We mentioned this another time years back on the show, and we got really hundreds and thousands of people that wanted the prayer and are living it in America and throughout the world. So it's just, it's a very Catholic thing. It's Christ mysteriously in the human person, and are reverencing Christ, and are reverencing the human person within whom Christ dwells. So we'll be right back. We're going to unpack this. I hope it'll be a great blessing to you. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. So today we're going to be discussing the face lifestyle and how we can reverence Christ in every human encounter. And so you were sharing that you wrote this prayer. Probably you were on this journey with this prayer before.
2000, yeah.
Yeah, before we became Catholic, actually. And then when we became Catholic, and I do want to say this to you, I am a convert. Jim is a revert. And we were married at that time, like, I don't know, 20-something years. I don't know. We were married a long time. But being Catholic made Jim a better husband. Yeah. And I hope and pray that being Catholic made me a better wife. Praying intentionally together has made us a better couple. And then to have a lifestyle and a prayer in a way that it forms you in your relation, so you can reverence, so you can listen, so you can not respond from your flesh that you may want to. It's an aid. And if you need an aid, I encourage you. Now, we also pray this prayer daily as a husband and wife, but then we also pray this prayer with our working staff at our Pregnancy Help Center daily, and they have memorized it, and when new people come on, they get a copy of the prayer and they pray it also. So I'm gonna let my beloved share about it.
And we prayed it with our children, which was especially powerful.
And our grandchildren.
So we could speak about those that we prayed it with. I want to pray the face prayer, and you might pray it with us, but remember, it's a lifestyle. So it's not enough, really, that we just pray the prayer and that's a nice prayer. It's a call to live the prayer so that we can honor the mediation of Jesus in every relationship. Because Jesus said, I'm the only mediator and advocate. He shares his mediation with other people in various ways. I'm mediating this word to you. You could judge if it's a good word or not. So we get to share mediation with Jesus to the extent that it's in accord with the teaching of Jesus. So how do we honor and revere the fact that Jesus is always mediating in every relationship? That's what came home to me. He's always mediating. So when you're relating to me now and me to you, or with your spouse, with your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your enemies, that Jesus is always between you and this person. And so when that really struck me, that I had no right to relate directly to my wife or to my children or to any other human being because Jesus was mediating, I just was not reverencing his mediation. I was just dealing directly with my wife, with my children, and so on. And that's really hit and miss. And I still fall into it, even though I pray the face prayer and I try to live the lifestyle. How do you honor the mediation of Jesus in every encounter with a human being? Your friends, your enemies, your family. How do I do that? And not just deal directly with people, because I'm a lot better when I'm acknowledging the fact that Jesus is mediating this relationship and every human being is his child. No matter how rebellious, how obedient, whatever it is, they may be wayward children, they may be obedient children, to various degrees, but they are his children. And I don't always act like the person I'm speaking to is a child of God. I'm just evaluating them and thinking and making judgments. So the face prayer and the face lifestyle is about Christ's mediation in this relationship. And what do you want from this relationship versus what I want, what I get, or what I want to say, or how I want to use somebody. So this is about a prayer, but it's about a way. So I want to pray the prayer with you, and maybe we'll even be able to unpack some of the words. We don't have really much time. Heavenly Father, I embrace your grace this day so that I might not think of another, speak to another, or touch another without first looking for your face in the other. I ask all this through Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God with skin, God made poor, God with a face. Amen. And if you'd like to get the prayer, you can go to jimandjoypinto.com, jimandjoypinto.com, to get your own digital prayer card of the face prayer. Go to that website. And I could send you an individual card digitally or maybe a whole sheet so you can make them for yourself, because it gets to be a lot just sending one card out to people and so on. And so what is this about? You heard the prayer, but it's about honoring what Christ is doing in the relationship, not just what I want from it or what I get from it. So we're honoring his mediation, but it's also seeking something in the other person. Mm. So first of all, it's just a profound fact that Christ is here. What am I doing? Jesus said, as you do it unto the least, you do it unto me. As a matter of fact, really, as you do it to any and every human being, whether they're poor or in prison or they're naked, the poor or the rich. And there's a lot of hostility and animus against the wealthy, jealousy and hatred because they have money. And I think Jesus had some wealthy friends as well. And the church has had wealthy friends. There's all sorts of people. And we have to deal with them as God's children and in a sacred way. That's honoring what Christ is doing. But then I'm seeking something. I'm looking. Even in the Old Testament, I think it's Psalm 27. The psalmist says, my heart's saying, seek his face. I'm to seek the face of God. But the Old Testament says you can't see the face of God and live. You'll be killed. Yet he's saying, something's saying in me, I need to seek the face of God. Because in the face reveals the person. So it's not your foot that reveals it or your hands that reveal it, unless you're Italian, so there goes that. But it's the face. The body, soul, and spirit, the essence of the being is coming through the face in most cases, right? So it's coming through the face. And so I'm seeking the face, which means the essence of God, Jesus Christ in someone else. And it's not necessarily the literal face of Jesus. It's his essence and who he is in that person. Because Jesus says, I am mysteriously in every human being, but you don't honor my mediation and looking for my face in this person. You may see a lot of other stuff in a person that isn't very pleasant. You may even see a little bit of the devil, or maybe a lot of the devil. But in there somewhere is the face of Jesus in a distressful disguise, as Mother Teresa says. So I hope you get in this. Go ahead, baby.
Now, I think for me, in making it a lifestyle and praying a prayer, and as in all of our prayers that we pray, it's not just a checkbox. Prayed those prayers,
right.
Did my readings. No, like every single day as we're reading the Word of God, that the Word of God is taking root, and we ask the Lord to write His Word upon our minds and in our hearts, that God's truth would be ever flowing from our lips. So we're wanting the Word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's alive, to form us too, as in a lifestyle of a prayer. So you pray the prayer, and then it's an interior work of a tempering that happens as you yield to the Holy Spirit to say, Lord, because every human being, whether you believe it or not, is made in the image and likeness of God. So God is in them. And I have had wonderful, beautiful encounters with beautiful, holy people, and you see the essence and the vibrance of that human being coming out, and you're seeing the glory of God in that person, in ways that they're sharing, in their passion, and how they're being and doing. And then you see awful, ugly things come out. If you're in a conversation and maybe somebody's yelling at you and screaming at you and wishing evil against you, Jesus is in there somewhere. And so, you know, and I've had the privilege of being in conversations with people where I'm trying to practice the lifestyle of, from women, mothers, people, clients who are cursing at me, literally, physically yelling, cursing, and I'm trying to honor the presence of the dignity of Jesus
because
in that other human
some
being.
Some of these people think that they are desirous to end the life of their child.
Right.
And you're intervening in that, trying to give them another view, to lift up their head, to see the sacredness. And in the process of that, you're attacked,
right,
or you're cursed. But you're working the face prayer. And so you're saying that I just can't deal with this person directly, and then ramp up my comments and how could you do this and you're going to do this and that to your child and railing at them. You got to say, in the midst of this, Jesus is with this person. She's a child of God, though she's not acting like this right now. I don't have a right to relate to her directly or to give her the counsel I want to give her or to give it to her. You got to go through Jesus saying, I'm here. Are you reverencing me? Because I could tell you some things about how you need to share and what you don't need to share. Right, so you're saying, Jesus, you want to do something wonderful here. Now, she's got to consent to that as well. But you got to honor that. And then you say, let me see something of you in her. Then let me start seeking your face, which is not his literal face. By the face, we're speaking about the essence of his being as represented by the face. Even in the Old Testament, again, you can't see God, you'll be killed, you'll die. But my heart's saying, seek the face of God. Look for the face of God in every human being, in every circumstance and situation, in your worship, in the sacraments. Seek the face of God. And that's what we're trying to do. And that makes all the difference. So our people are doing that in our pregnancy medical center. Any organization we're involved with, we would be doing that. And so that's critical. Nicholas Acusa, I believe he was a cardinal, and he said these words, in all faces is the face of faces, veiled and in a riddle. In all faces, in every face, is the face of all faces. So I think of it like, in every face, small f, is the face, capital F. There's small faces, there's big faces. There's only, well, it's the Trinity, one face. And so in every face, I gotta look for the capital F. In every person I'm dealing with, when I'm dealing with the other, as is said in the school of personalism in Catholic teaching, there's another, or there's the other, small o, and then there's the other. So in every person is a small o and a big o, the other. Jesus, the Holy Trinity, is there in this little other, in this little F face, small F face, is the big face, is the face of all faces. If I could do that in every relationship, how different it would be. Mm-hmm. I don't. And I wrote the prayer. I tried to live the prayer. But I can't tell you how many times I don't do the prayer. I'm trying. But God pokes me. And say, could you have said that or thought that or did that and you were living the prayer? He doesn't, it's not like a put down, but he's saying, so I have to pray the prayer numerous times, especially in critical situations where I'm just taking off on doing Jim Pinto on somebody, you or the kids or whatever. And it's like, did I say, Heavenly Father, I embrace your grace now that I might not think of another, speak to another or touch this person without first looking for your face, without reverencing your mediation in this person. Mm-hmm. I ask all this through Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I ask you through Jesus, to whom every knee shall bow, including myself. God incarnate, God with skin, God made poor, God with a face. I ask that, help me, Lord, please help me.
And the beautiful thing about doing the lifestyle is then, you know, there's a standard before you in the course of the day, and you're desirous to be the best version of yourself all day long. And when you mess up, and you will because you're just a human being, and I do this with my staff, and then I'll say, or with my spouse, or with my children, or my grandchildren, I'll say, hey, I'm sorry. That wasn't the best version of me. I could have said that better. I could have done that better. And so let me try that again. Right. I mean, that's the journey of holiness. And so it's like, I could have said that better. Maybe I didn't need to be that quick with my response. I didn't need to be that quick with my remark. Or maybe it's not coming from a place of calm and peace, and it's not being tempered by the Holy Spirit. It's coming from the person of my person, right. And that needs to come
and
under the authority of Jesus.
That's the difficulty, that we relate directly to people, and you don't get to do that as a Christian.
Right.
As a Catholic, you don't get to relate to people directly. And I didn't get that. And so it has to be honoring his mediation, a mysterious way in every human being. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're wrapping up our conversation on the face prayer and the lifestyle of being intentional with a prayer in a way that we choose to be with other human beings under the authority of Jesus Christ.
And we do want to hear from you how you implement this reverencing of God in every human relationship. It may have nothing at all to do with this prayer that I'm telling you, but you may have a devotion, you may have of a prayer that you pray. We'd like to hear about that, so be sure to get that to us. And so I want to go over the prayer a little bit now. Remember, the intention of this prayer is that we would seek the mediation of Christ and what he desires, not what I desire, in this encounter, this relation. Maybe a very deep encounter, family member, may just be a serendipitous thing. And it also relates to you looking at you, that you have no right to think, speak, or touch yourself without going through the mediation in the face of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we're the worst to ourselves. I kind of tend that way.
Or your self-talk is not God's talk.
Right. And by the way, I'm thinking of Ray Guarendi, who teaches so well how to have relationships, and he gives you all these different things. And so this doesn't eliminate that at all, but this is the starting point. And then you could implement all the things that Ray's telling you. For me, this is the meeting place. This is where it begins, reverencing Jesus Christ in this relationship, his mediation, and seeking his face, which is all that he is. That's the face of the Lord revealing. So we pray, Heavenly Father, we start there, Father. And just think, I unpack this a little bit on the website, The Theology of the Face, jimandjoypinto.com. So Heavenly Father, so we start right there. God's my Father. You're my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased, he said to Jesus. And Jesus is saying that to us. I'm pleased with you. You know, you're my son, you're my boy, you're my daughter. Heavenly Father, I embrace, I take hold of you, St. Paul said. I take hold of you. You took hold of me, I'm taking hold of you. Song of Solomon says, the beloved and the beloved She says, when I found the one who my heart loves, I took hold of him, Jesus. God, I took hold of you. I'm not letting you go. Father, I embrace your grace. Grace is what you don't have. Grace is God's gift to us. Grace is his presence. God is his power that transforms the matter and perfects us. And so you can't live the lifestyle without God's grace, especially coming through the sacraments. I embrace what? Grace. I embrace what I don't got, Lord. I admit I can't do this without you. I embrace your grace this day. Why? What is this all about? So that I might not what? So that I might not think of the other. Don't be conformed to your thoughts. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. The problem's your mind. God, renew my mind. Stinking thinking. Lord, renew my mind. I embrace your grace so that I might not think of another. Speak to another. Would I have said that if I was doing the mediation of Christ? If I was looking for something good in this person who's not looking for anything good in themselves? Somebody I might want to otherwise just kind of take out? But I'm honoring your mediation. I'm seeking your face in this person. I'm hoping for this person. And then I might not touch a person, meaningful touch of people. How am I touching my wife, children, with reverence for God? Without first, I won't do this. I won't think, speak, or touch without first looking for your face, the reality of your presence in this person. Because you say I'm mysteriously in each and every person. Without looking for your face, I ask all this through Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, before whom every knee shall bow on earth, under the earth. Jesus, the Lord. I ask it in the name of Jesus, God incarnate, God with skin, God with a face, God made poor. He who is rich became poor that you and the person you're encountering might become rich. Is that what you want for your wife, for your kids, for yourself, for your friends, for your enemies, for the nation, for the world? I want that for them. I can't do that. I don't got that. But I embrace, I take hold of your grace for what you took hold of me and this relationship. So God bless you. God bless all of your loved ones. You're an important part of this EWT family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim. And with joy, pray the face prayer, live the face lifestyle. Bye now.